السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Even though they are mindful of one person, my intimidating me is so many of you. Allah Ta'ala accept all of you for His name. Allah Ta'ala be pleased with all of you. Those that are becoming kuffars, becoming ulama, those that are in Makkah, whatever you are studying, Allah Ta'ala make you successful, take you from strength to strength. And whatever difficulties you are experiencing, Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties and make it easy for you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, while addressing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he drew a box can be in what shape? And what else? I'm gone rusty on all these things. We learned it a long time ago in school. So it can either be a square or be rectangular. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew this box. And in the center of the box he made a line. He drew one line in the middle of the box. But the line went beyond the box. Where the box ended, the line went past the box. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew some small lines in the box, coming towards the middle line. He drew some lines in the box. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, see this box. This is the human being's life. It starts at one point of the box and ends at the other point. Can't go beyond the box. You can't live after you pass away in the world. Once you pass away, you pass away, finish, gone. So you start from one point and end of it. But now that line is gone past the end line, where the finish line is, that middle line went to be more than that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is all man's plans, all his desires, his wishes. Wishing so many things, he's going to do so many things, he's going to visit so many countries, he's going to play so many games, he's going to drive so many cars. What's your favorite car?
Ferrari.
I'm talking about car that we can afford to buy.
Toyota.
Which one?
Toyota.
No, not your favorite. You, what's your favorite car?
BMW.
You got it right. This man got it right. BMW, not Mercedes. BMW. Mercedes is nice also. Only one problem with the Mercedes. What's the problem with the Mercedes?
Expensive.
No, it's got a wrong badge. Supposed to have BMW badge, then it will be right. It's got a wrong badge. So you got a lot of hopes, right? Lot of desires, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to visit there. In the next soccer tournament, our team is coming out first. Next term, that's going to happen. Next time I go to buy a jacket, I'm buying this kind of jacket. Lot of desires, right? When I get big, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. When I get a little bit more bigger, then I'm going to do something else. Yeah? These are all the desires. But why are we desiring, why are we desiring all these things? Life comes to an end. So a lot of those desires, we don't get to fulfill them. There was one person in India. He was working as a porter. Right? What used to happen? People come to the train station, they travel by train. They come to the station. So they got a lot of goods. So these porters help them to carry the goods. Now we got Uber, isn't it? You go shopping or you want to go somewhere with a taxi, you just Uber. Uber will come pick you up. So that there was no Uber. So this person will help to carry your goods for you. So one wealthy man, he went to the city to buy ghee. You know what is ghee? Those who don't know what is ghee, when you go home today, you go to your mummy and say, "What Maulana said, I must check up what is ghee." So now, he came with a big pot of ghee, very heavy, big pot of ghee. So one porter came to him, and the porter told him that I can carry it for you to your house. I'll charge you 2 rupees. Now, 2 rupees was a lot of money that time. How we have rands, they got rupees. So I'll charge you 2 rupees. So they agreed. So this porter, he put the pot on his head, and now they went to this man's house. Now this man was staying in a very smart suburb, all smart houses and everything. So as they went, this porter now is thinking, "Hey, you know what, today I got lucky. This man is going to pay me 2 rupees. So with this 2 rupees, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go and buy 1 hen and 1 rooster. So I take this hen and rooster and keep it at home. Then this hen and rooster, the hen will lay eggs. So I leave the eggs until the chicks hatch. Now when the chicks hatch, I let them grow. Then there'll be some hens there, and there'll be some roosters there. So the roosters I'll sell them. The hens I'll keep them. Now he's planning all this thing in his head now. Right? Now I'll get more eggs, more roosters, more hens. I'll sell eggs. So then I'll have so much of money, I can buy 1 ram and 1 ewe. Sheep, you know, 1 male and female sheep now I'll be able to buy. So I'll have my chicken farm, it's running here now. My eggs, I'm selling eggs, I'm selling chicken, and slowly now I'll start my sheep farm. So now he's selling his sheep farm, how the sheep is going to give birth, and how he's going to sell and he's going to feed them, he'll buy another ram, get a few more ewes, and now the sheep farm is growing now. Now you've got a big sheep farm. He said, "Now I'll sell so many hens, so many eggs, so many sheep. I'll have enough money to buy few cows and 1 bull. So now I'm in a big money now. Now I'm not in the chicken business now. Now I'm in the steak business. Steers must phone me when they want to buy steak now. So now I'll start supplying now steak. Start selling bulls. Gone in the big league now." So now he's counting how much money he'll make. Right? In the meantime, now they reach this suburb where this person stays. Now this suburb of big houses now. Double story house, triple story house. They took the turn and he sees one house, very high in his houses. He's picking his head up. And he said, "No man, when I make this, when I start selling the bulls, I'm going to build a house like this, big house like this." He forgot he's carrying the pot on his head. He dropped the pot. He dropped the pot. That man gave him one shot. "So you spoiled all my ghee. All my ghee is spoiled. You know, ghee, once it falls on the floor, you can't use it. It's mixed up with sand and everything, all wasted. It's my ghee in one shot. You spoiled all my ghee. He told that man, you're talking about your ghee. I lost my whole chicken farm, my whole sheep farm, my whole cattle farm, everything I lost. You're talking about your one pot of ghee. So this is this dream world, you know. You check in the phone, see one Ferrari there, you know? I'm going to drive Ferrari. Bugatti. That's my car. You see one destination somewhere, I'm going to go there. I'm going to build a house. I'm going to make money like that. These are all these dreams. Next thing, one day, Malak al-Maut will come and wake us up. Then we look up, end game. Finish. It's all over. The only thing going to help us is what? What's going to help us when we pass away? What happens when we pass away? Where are you going to go? After you pass away, what do you do? Anybody went for funeral? You went for a funeral, went for a meal. So what they do with the janaza? After the person passed away, they read janaza, namaz, and then what they do? They bury the person, right? They take him, put him in the cupboard, and they close it up. Now what happens there? In the cupboard, eh?
Angels question.
You get questioned, right? Angels come and question you. What's the name of these angels?
Munkar and
Nakir. Munkar and Nakir. They come and question you, right? And those ones sitting on your shoulders? Who's those? Somebody said, yeah. Rama and Bhattivay, Mashallah. You all know your work yet. You all finished your exam. Exam time, tell the principal, pass all. You all know all the work. So now the angels come to question you, what are they going to ask you then? What car you like? How many tournaments you want? Whether you managed to sit in the Bugatti? Whether you visited Sun City? Or you went with a boat in Hartabir spot? How many of you do fishing? You do fishing? You do fishing? What fishing?
Bass?
MashaAllah. And hunting? Anybody do hunting? You do hunting? Not on the phone. Proper hunting. MashaAllah. You do fishing, you do hunting. Very good. You learn some planting. You do planting. Who does planting at all? Must learn, must do some planting. Plant one, two things in the house. Some vegetables, some fruit trees. So now, the angels there, they're not going to ask us all those things. What techniques you have? What kind of jacket you have? They're not going to ask us. What they're going to ask us? Somebody's new here. What they're going to ask us?
Who's your creator?
Who's your creator? Who's your creator? So who's our creator? Allah Ta'ala, isn't it? So we know the answer. But there is going to be another story. Anybody wrote exam and you went blank? You knew the work. You studied and you knew it and everything. And now you go to write the paper now that I learned this thing last night, but now you can't answer it. You go blank. So if we live a life of sin, we live a life of guna, then Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah safeguard us, that when the angels come to question us, we go blank. Because when those angels come, Those angels, their voice is like thunder. Their voice is like thunder. They're not two fairies there with some wings and all that. No. It's a different story. They talk like thunder. So only if you live the life, you read your namazes, you read your Quran Sharif, you made zikr, you obeyed your parents, you obeyed your ustads, you know, you helped at home, you did all good deeds, you lived a good life. Now when those angels come to question you, you will have Allah Ta'ala's help with you. And when you got Allah Ta'ala's help with you, you got no problem. You see, if your ustad sets a paper, right? What fiqh kitab you'll do in a maktab? How many of you in maktab? All HIV students here. Maktab students here, what grade you're in? So what fiqh kitab you'll do? Tasheerul fiqh? You'll bring Tasheerul fiqh, right? So now if the ustad sets a paper, Tasheerul fiqh paper, and all stinger questions there. Heavy, heavy questions. You look at the paper and you see all the questions and now you can't answer. And you worry. And then the ustad comes there by you and he said, "Hey, don't worry. Give me your paper, I'll answer for you." It's wishful thinking, it's not going to happen. But if it happens, now do you have any worries now? Now you got no worries, now you all smile. Right? Before that you'll have worries. You worry now, I'm going to answer this paper. But now if the ustad comes there and the ustad says, "See, don't worry, I'll answer everything for you." Now no more worries, now you all smile. That's what happened in the qabr. Allah Ta'ala will inspire you, Allah Pak will help you to answer the questions. If you want to become Allah's friend, you want to become the friend of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will inspire you. So let's just come back to the qaz for a while. Qaz are exciting topics. The seal paper and all that. Let's leave that. Let's come back to the qaz. So I see in this golf qaz, you know? Golf. It's not like a BMW, but they're trying. So there's golf. So in the golf, you get, what's the top one? GTI, right? And if it's not a GTI, then what it is?
Polo.
Polo now. If I offer you a GTI and a normal Polo 1.4 TSI or 1.2 TSI, and I offer you a Golf 2-liter GTI, which one you will take? But fuel is expensive. The other one, still you want the GTI. You'll make a plan, get the fuel somehow, but the GTI. Now in the GTI, you get GTIR. R is, everywhere they put a R. The GTIR now. If I'm giving you a GTI and GTIR, which one? R. Nobody is going to choose a GTI. I'm not giving. If I was giving, obviously you choose a GTIR. It's better, faster, looks smarter. So now, Asr time, how many rakats you going to give? Why are you choosing the Polo 1.2 TSI? Asr time, if you read 4 rakats, faraz, then you're choosing the 1.4 TSI. You're not choosing the GTIR. If you want the GTI, now you must read the 4 sunnah before us and read the 4 faras And if you want the art, then when the Imam Sahib makes salam, don't start talking with your friend. Read your tasbih. So then you may not get the GTIR and everything here in the world, but you get a very high place in Jannah. What's that place they raised the BMW, sir? You can go there in Germany. The Mercedes all don't stand chance, man. What is called the track? You big fellow should know, man. Larenburg. Somebody told me Autobahn, no? Autobahn, eh? Autobahn. Now they've got that racing track there. You can go and race the cars. In Jannah, you'll have your own. You can have your own Autobahn. But just like how in the dunya, you don't want the GSI, you want the GTI. You don't only want the GTI, you want a GTI-R. So in our deen also, we have to aim high. We have to aim high in our deen. You must have your fun also. Playing time, you must play. But permissible things. Don't get involved in anything haram. You see this phone. This phone is a very dangerous thing. How many of you got phones? No, don't have phones. Alright, the Moranas are here, don't. You shy to all the Moranas. Alright, leave it next time when we are alone, I'll ask you. But see this phones. Watch out for the phone. The phone is a tool of shaitan. You know? My Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Mazda Sahib, he doesn't call it a cell phone. He says, this thing here is a hell phone. Takes people to hell. Take it to Jahannam. Because when you're sitting with the phone, sometimes you're sitting with your friends, sometimes you're sitting alone, you can get involved in a lot of wrong things. You know? You can see a lot of wrong things. Hear a lot of wrong things. Get involved in a lot of wrong things. This phone, if you can help it, take it, give it to your parents, tell them I don't want it. I don't want it. Now if they say, but we need to keep in touch with you, you want to play paddle, or you want paddle jamaat, or whatever. This paddling is everything. You get, when we were small, we were paddling bicycle, riding bicycle, paddling. With the pedal. Then when we got a little bit bigger, then they give us paddle pop, ice cream, paddle pop. Then you go a little bit bigger, you start fishing, you know. Now, you can't catch it in Hatabir spot. But if you come our side, then you can catch a salmon. That's a real fish, you know, not a bass. So you catch a salmon. But not to catch the salmon, you see, must use a paddle tail. A certain kind of a lure is called a no. But this fellow knows, he knows the fishing. So use a paddle tail. And then, when we got a little bigger, then the jamaat started coming. They say, no, you must go out paddle. Paddle jamaat. You must go out in jamaat, you must walk and go in jamaat. So now we started doing that now, inshallah. But then Shaitan came, he made a paddle court. He made a paddle court. Now everybody went to win a paddle court now. There's no problem if you're just playing to keep fit or something. But if there's music there, if there's girls there, if you're missing namazes, now it's a problem. Allah Ta'ala make you all near, choose you for his deen. And these days are very, very big days. Make a lot of dua to Allah Pak. Try and fast if you can. If you can't fast for many days, at least on Wednesday child fast. If you fast on Wednesday, you will get the sawab of fasting for 1 year, and your last year's gunas are all maaf, and this coming year's gunas also are all maaf. So try and keep a fast on Wednesday. All going to try, inshallah. Who's going to fast on Wednesday? Pick up your hand. Inshallah. All those whose hands are down, those whose hands are up, you must encourage them also, right? Encourage them. All try and fast on Wednesday, right? So we tell them, Maulana's, take it easy with your Wednesday if you're fasting. Got it? And what's my name? Dawood. Maulana, that. Don't know where that one came from. Dawood. So make dua for me. Yeah? Remember my name and make dua for me. I'll make dua for you. Allah Fadhu Rasulati. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallahumma wa